open the newspaper any day of the week, and there's stories about cannabis and the industry, and about new studies on its medicinal use, or it's whether it's harmful or totally it's beneficial, all of those things. So I think it's in our society kind of in a new and consistent way. And I think that makes it important to grapple with, no matter where you fall on the opinion of what you feel about cannabis and the use of it, either recreationally or medicinally, the views on it, there's such a dichotomy of, you know, it's entirely beneficial, it does all these wonderful things, or it's the worst thing in the world. I mean, that's you're never going to arrive at the factual balanced understanding by looking at something at the two extremes. And I think that's part of the goal of this exhibition, is to tell that broader story.
Anything else you want to add before we head upstairs?
I think that's it. I'm happy to take you up and take a look at the exhibit. So this is the beginning section, which is called Origination. So we're looking at a map that shows the cannabis journey, so the route of the spread of cannabis kind of around the world. It's one of the earliest cultivated plants. So it's been with humans for thousands and thousands of years. You know, in the 1700s, it was planted here by the Spanish as a crop as a fiber crop. By the 1850s, it was in the American pharmacopoeia, so it was a common recognized plant for its medicinal value, and it kind of appeared in medicines and be commonly found in pharmacies and drugstores in the 19th century.
But in 1913, California added cannabis to its list of prohibited substances, becoming one of the first states to ban the drug.
This section, which is called Medication, is really about the activism and effort behind the legalization of medicinal marijuana. So, you know, it wasn't going to be the 60s and the kind of free use of drugs and all of that that was going to change public opinion.
What did change public opinion was the AIDS epidemic. Cannabis eased the pain for many of those affected and helped curb the nausea that prevented them from eating. Stanley shows me a picture of someone who looks like your average grandma. Her nickname was Brownie Mary.
A woman who was baking marijuana brownies for AIDS patients and was then busted here in Casadero in Sonoma County. And she became kind of an important figure in the effort to get to legalization.
You'll have to visit the exhibition to find out what happened to Brownie Mary and learn more about the history of cannabis in Sonoma County. It runs through September 15th. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.